management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Today is always a difficult day. It is our 9/11 show. As a part of the show, we always discuss sports. We will do that. We'll continue with our Georgia Tech breakdown and more. We'll get to some contest games and picks and tell you why we did what we did. All those things will happen. We invite your sports contributions all day. We also invite your 9/11 memories. As long as I do the show, we will do this every year. It's wildly popular. People have been writing in advance of it. It seems to have taken on some additional meaning based on the events of the last 24 hours and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And so we will endeavor, as we do every year, to tell this story. And you are welcome to share your memories, as you do every year. You can do both. I mean, you can talk memories, you can talk sports, you can talk whatever you want on this day. From the History Channel, on September 11, 2001, a clear, sunny, late summer day, Al-Qaeda terrorists aboard three hijacked passenger planes carried out coordinated suicide attacks against the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., killing everyone on board the planes and nearly 3,000 people on the ground. A fourth plane crashed into the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing all on board after passengers and crew attempted to wrest control from the hijackers. This is the time chronicles of the events as they unfolded. Terrorists seized control of flights, 7:59 a.m. American Airlines Flight 11, a Boeing 767 with 92 people aboard, takes off from Boston's Logan International Airport en route to Los Angeles. 8:14 a.m., United Flight 175, a Boeing 767 with 65 people aboard, takes off from Boston. It's also headed to Los Angeles. 8:19 a.m., flight attendants aboard Flight 11 alert ground personnel that the plane has been hijacked. American Airlines notifies the FBI. 8:20 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77 takes off from Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C. The Boeing 757 is headed to Los Angeles with 64 people aboard. 8:24 a.m., hijacker Mohammed Atta makes the first of two accidental transmissions from Flight 11 to ground control, apparently in an attempt to communicate with the plane's cabin. 8:40 a.m., air traffic controllers at the Federal Aviation Administration alert North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD's Northeast Air Defense Sector, needs about the suspected hijacking of Flight 11. In response, needs located at Cape Cod's Otis Air National Guard Base to locate and tail Flight 11. They are not yet in the air when Flight 11 crashes into the North Tower. 8:40 a.m., air traffic controllers at the Federal Aviation Administration alert North American Defense Command, NORAD's Northeast Defense Sector, about the suspected hijacking of Flight 11. In response, need scrambles two fighter planes located at Cape Cod's Otis Air National Guard Base to locate and tail Flight 11. 8:41 a.m., United Airlines Flight 93, a Boeing 757 with 44 people aboard, takes off from Newark International Airport en route to San Francisco. It had been scheduled to depart at 8 a.m., around the time of the other hijacked flights. 8:46 a.m., Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers aboard American Airlines Flight 11 crashed the plane into floors 93 to 99 of the North Tower of the World Trade Center, killing everyone on board and hundreds inside the building. 8:47 a.m., within seconds, New York Police and Fire Department forces dispatched units to the World Trade Center, while Port Authority Police Department officers on site begin immediate evacuation of the North Tower. 8:50 a.m., White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card alerts President George Bush that a plane has hit the World Trade Center. The president is visiting an elementary school in Sarasota, Florida at the time. I'll never forget that, Ramona. I'll never forget the look on President Bush's face when he is first given this information at that elementary school. You know, there are so many things that happened on this date 24 years ago, things that have left an indelible impression that will just never go away. Everyone who was alive for this knows exactly where they were, what they were feeling as they witnessed this. And then we get these little snapshots of moments, like President Bush in that elementary school when he received word. 9:02 a.m., after initially instructing tenants of the WTC South Tower to remain in the building, Port Authority officials broadcast orders to evacuate both towers via the public address system. An estimated 10 to 14,000 people are already in the process of evacuating. 9:03 a.m., hijackers crash United Airlines Flight 173 into floors 75 to 85 of the World Trade Center South Tower, killing everyone on board and hundreds inside the building. 9:08 a.m., you remember, Rona, when we were watching this unfold live, when the first plane crashed into the towers, the hope was that this was some sort of terrible accident. That was the hope. That was the best we could hope for at the time. The best we could hope for was a terrible human tragedy and terrible accident. It was scant minutes before we realized that that was not the case. That this was an intentional act of terrorism. And then we witnessed the second flight also run into the World Trade Center. 9:08 a.m., the FAA bans all takeoffs of flights going to New York or through the airspace around the city. 9:21, the Port Authority closes all bridges and tunnels in the New York City area. 9:24 a.m., the FAA notified NEADS of the suspected hijacking of Flight 77 after some passengers and crew aboard are able to alert family members on the ground. Speaking from Florida, President Bush calls the events in New York City an apparent terrorist attack on our country. 9:37 a.m., Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. Hijackers aboard Flight 77 crash the plane into the western facade of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., killing 59 aboard the plane and 125 military and civilian personnel inside the building. 9:42 a.m. For the first time in U.S. history, the FAA grounds all flights over or bound for continental United States. Over the next 2.5 hours, some 3,300 commercial flights and 1,200 private planes are guided to land at airports in Canada and the United States. 9:45 a.m. Amid escalating rumors of other attacks, the White House and U.S. Capitol building are evacuated. 9:59 a.m., the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. 10:07 a.m., Flight 93, passengers fight back, plane crashes in field. After passengers and crew members aboard the hijacked Flight 93 contact friends and family and learn about the attacks in New York and Washington, they mount an attempt to retake the plane. In response, hijackers deliberately crash the plane into a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, killing all 40 passengers and crew aboard. 10:28 a.m., the World Trade Center's North Tower collapses 102 minutes after being struck by Flight 11. These indelible images, Ramona, that we discussed before, of President Bush and others, things that you never thought you would ever see in this nation. We saw citizens of this country, citizens of the world, choosing to jump out of windows to avoid the insane heat generated by the attacks. I've seen many horrifying things in my life, but including yesterday. But this, in fact, was the most horrifying thing I've ever witnessed and ever will witness, hopefully. Like I said, indelible images that you are left with forever. So it's important every year that we recognize this. And as such, we put together this clip that every year we play at Ramona, it gets no easier to hear. This is sort of our dedication to all of those who lost their lives in 9/11, to all of the first responders, to all of the military, to all the kids who decided that they wanted to help in this matter, and mostly to all those who lost their lives, and all the heroes. Wells Crowther, the people of Flight 93. This is really for them. Go ahead, Ron.
You have 44 unheard messages. First message.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, my God. The next building
there's
just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It's folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We saw what we thought was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Light the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
They're not yours, they are my own, and I'm never broken.
A
free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
Milito, no. When this madness will end. But I do know that God is speaking. I have to believe that in my heart. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
Y'all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Walt Dipchula, Road Rage. We'll be back.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at pendletontire.com.
New to the area? Let Upcountry Fiber take you to gig and beyond. When you sign up for our gig speed, you'll pay $65 a month for the first 6 months. No contract, no catch. Just seriously fast service from folks right here in your community. You deserve more than a connection. You deserve a launch pad.
Start your journey today at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber, to gig and beyond.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you could say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
My children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.
And a bullet can't take Charlie Kirk's ideas away either, because ideas are bulletproof. And I wrote a long post about this on my social media account. You're free to go there on your own time and read that. It has been extremely well received, and I appreciate all the responses. We're getting lots of texts. You can get in if you'd like with your stories. You can get in with your sports conversation. It's how we do it on this day. Andy Impelzer writes, love the 9/11 tribute. Never fails to bring tears to the eyes. Always appreciate you doing that. Texter 843 says, man, I really appreciate you guys playing that song. And I'm getting all the appreciation texts, and I really, really appreciate that. Bradley and Easel writes, God bless America, Boston College, you do it right. Red Bandana, Wells Crowder, Godspeed, love the show. Bradley and Easy, Malt, first class, my friend. Thank you, Bradley, really appreciate it. Ramona, this text right here has to do with something you said during the break. Ramona said, you know, what's really, you know, almost hard to fathom is that there are people here who actually were born after that date. And I received this text from Ramona. Well, I'm 23 years old. I was born 4 months after 9/11. I teach sixth grade history. This is my first year teaching. I did 9/11 lessons all day long.
Wow.
He writes, thank you. And Ramona, writes, thank you and Ramona for doing this every year, especially to show me and the younger crowd the importance and impact of this event. You know, Ramona, as many times as you do this, and we have like a, I don't know. I mean, we've done this for 20, ever since. You know, this is the 24th year of this. And we've done it since we were on this show. So however many years that's been, I don't keep track of that. Ramona does, 17, whatever it is.
18.
It never changes. Those voices are forever haunting. They never leave you. They don't. And for the people, again, this is amazing. This 23-year-old teacher, Ramona, who spent the whole day on 9/11, was born 4 months after it happened, and yet wanted to know, wanted to understand, had the thirst to be able to teach others. You know, we say never forget, and it's still important. And it the importance never really seems to dissipate. You know, they say, like, you know, time heals all wounds. It hasn't healed this wound. Every time I hear those voices, I'm filled with the same feelings I was that day. And, you know, we all remember where we were and how we found out about it. What was your experience, Ramona?
My mom called me from the cake shop and said that a plane had went into the building, and they thought it was an accident.
That's what
everybody thought at first. And then while she was on the phone with me, the other one, she was on the phone with me.
You know, it's amazing. That was my exact same experience. My mother called me too. And the thought, like I said, the hope, the prayer was that, you know, as tragic as it would have been, that it was just an accident. And I think initially we all believed that, or we wanted to believe it. I'm not quite sure which was the truth, whether we believed it or whether we just wanted to believe it. And then just a short time, just a scant few minutes later, we learned that that was not the case. And we saw the other tower explode and the other plane flown into it. And then subsequent, we learned of the other flights and the heroic effort of the people on Flight 93 in Pennsylvania above Shanksville. You know, I've never been to that monument, but I would love to do that someday. I will do that someday. You know, there were so many, in this type of terroristic tragedy, there were so many heroes. There's Wells Crowder, the Red Bandana Man. There were so many others. You know, the horrific images of people fleeing from these towers, is the smoke and fire and the collapsing buildings, and yet you saw first responders running into the fray, and many of those people paid a significant price. Not even those that escaped death that day, many of them paid enormous health prices later. And yet they did it because that's who we are. That's the best of who we are. Under trials and tribulations, that's when we become one, when we become whole. And I'm afraid we forget that too often as well. That lesson, that other lesson that should have been learned from 9/11, that we've all seemingly lost a little bit of. The endless stories of heroism and how people responded. But it's like the one woman said in the recording that, you know, she didn't know what was flying out of the windows, and then she realized it was people. It was human beings. And they were not cowards. They had no choice. Their choice was, they had two ways to die. They could either sit where they were and be incinerated, or they could choose their own way. And many chose their own way, which was to jump from those towers. And again, these are the type of images that, if you were alive to see it, even if you've seen it since, there's never been anything like this in the continental United States. You know, it was the most horrific thing I've ever seen. And the response by people was probably the most courageous thing I've ever seen. Because again, at some level, that's who we are. At least it's who we were. And maybe we need to find that again. I have so many people writing and telling me, you know, where they were and when. Tess just said, I was feeding my son a bottle when the TV station broke in with the horrible news. Again, I can't imagine. I just, you know, it's just awful. Text says, I listened to you yesterday. You, like me, had all these emotions and nowhere for them to go, being compassionate after all the things going on this week. I'm actually energized more now to fight for Charlie's values and mine. Thousands feel like me today. Thank you for your show. As I watched Clemson Saturday, I will not forget how lucky I am to be alive. You know, Ramona, that's another thing. I heard a woman the other night, I didn't catch her name, nor did I catch her role, but she was commenting on She was talking about the Kirk situation, some of the things that have happened in this world. And she was often a reminder to people that you don't know your expiration date. You have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea whether it will be 50 years from now, or 30 years from now, or 20 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 1 year, or 1 minute. We don't know. We probably prefer it that way, but we don't know. And the point is, make sure that everything in your life is always in order. And I'm a bad example to go by in this regard. But I'm going to make that change, because there's truth in those words. Again, I appreciate all of you who are in on the text line. And texter said, fifth grade music class with Mrs. Mobley. I will never forget them wheeling the TVs in the rooms to watch. Texter said, I was a freshman in high school during 9/11/2001. We watched it on TV the rest of the day. That day, I decided to be a firefighter. I'm glad I got to serve my community for 15 years as a firefighter EMT. How about that, Ramona? Exactly that.
Oh, I love
those
that.
Those are the best stories of all. The people who, witnessing this, made decisions to positively impact the lives of others, whether it was people who decided from that moment on to join the military and serve, or like this person who said, you know what, I want to help. I want to be a firefighter, EMT, or a police officer, whatever those choices were. Again, the most amazing thing to see were all of those first responders running headlong into the fray as people ran in panic. Those heroes ran towards it. That's the opposite of what human reaction would be. And yet they didn't care. And the reason they didn't care is because at our essence, we are this giant melting pot of people. We are one. We are not two divided parts. We're one. It's a shame that it takes that type of tragedy to remind us of that fact. Quick break.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Is your crawl space damp or musty?
Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
This late at night I pray for the Lord to guide your way. I've been watching news every day, and I don't know you at all, but look at you standing tall as America runs through your veins. Good night, soldier.
Good night.
Good night, friend.
Good night.
Cause when I'm sleeping here at night, you're a protector. Good night, soldier.
Shelley writes saying, you make me cry at work today. Well, 9/11 is a part of what why I do what I do. And Shelley, I believe, is an engineer in military aircraft, etc. And how about this, Ramona? Peter sent me this. Immediately after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, when we learned of his death, Minnesota Vikings superstar Justin Jefferson immediately stepped in, pledging to pay all living and educational expenses for Kirk's 2 children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How about that?
Oh.
That's absolutely awesome. You know,
it's
and again, that's people coming together, and that's what happened after 9/11.
Yeah, and I looked at something last night. He had their babies.
Oh, yeah.
They're just babies.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, and again, if if people would actually take the time to go and listen to Kirk's debates at college institutions, if people would actually take the time, they would learn that none of these things you've heard about him are true. The exact opposite is true. He was a happy warrior. He just loved to engage people. He spoke openly about the absolute need for people to talk more, to debate more, not because the alternative is violence. You become violent when you don't know somebody else, when you're afraid of them, when you're afraid of their ideas. And these are the things he preached. In any case, I appreciate all of the comments that are just endless. I appreciate it. It really is pretty amazing. And they are sort of endless on the text line. I'm trying to sort through them all. But I appreciate all the comments. Appreciate all the people getting involved, and I'm missing this. What is this? How about this? 24 years ago, I was sitting in my high school history class. I made the decision that day I was going to fight for this country. That decision took a kid from little old Clemson, South Carolina, and dropped me into Afghanistan. My life has never been the same. It was because of the events that took place that day 24 years ago. How about that? How about that? We always get a lot of those. And it's really amazing. It really is.
It is amazing. It's wonderful.
Texas said, "Hey, Walt, Sports Aside, I appreciate you and your willingness to speak truth." It's a long text. I'm going to try and find a spot to read that in. Also, Ramona, maybe you can help me. I know that. I saw a text here that someone had written a poem, and I also want to get to my New Yorker friend, who was telling me about his experience. Do you see either of those now? I mean, they're moving so quickly.
It's down a bit. The poem is down a bit. It's 864-279. You can, you have to go down.
I think I'm going to have a hard time finding it.
You're going to have to look during the break.
Terry said, "You're the best, Walt." He said, "Your tributes always get me, man." Look, I appreciate that, but I just have a forum to be able to do this, and I think you all would have done the same thing. I'm going to have to find it during the break, Mona, because right now there are just too many texts coming in, and I can't. Now, people have also asked, you know, will we play that again? We do every year. We play it 2 to 3 times every year, and so we've played our clip once. We will play it again, certainly at least one more time, and maybe two more times, Someone is saying the Jefferson thing isn't real. I don't know that to be true. Why would it be said? Why would it be said of a particular person? I mean, why would it single him out? I'm going to assume that it is true, until I see some evidence that it's not, and evidence won't come in the form of any social media message. Because again, I just think it. Why would they pick out Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, why would they pick him out?
Right. I mean, it just seems
to have done that.
Right, exactly. It would be incredibly arbitrary. So I'm going to guess that that's not the case. Tess said, "I was 10 when 9/11 happened, and I teach 10th grade. I show them the footage. I go over the major details every year. It's always a tough lesson to get through." It is. You know what, Ramona? I am always encouraged on this day each year, because as sad as it is and as painful as it is to relive it all, And make no mistake, it is. I'm always encouraged by the number of people who keep this date alive and all the things that people say and contribute. And,
yes, when we do this, we get such a great response.
Right, and people, you know, thank me and they thank us, but it's really you. It's you. Like all these texts, like they say the same thing. Walt, thank you for always doing this show. It means so much to me every year. I was 16 in junior high when 9/11 happened. Now I'm a 40-year-old with five kids. My oldest daughter is now the same age I was when 9/11 happened. To my children, it's just something they'll learn about in history class. To myself and everyone else old enough to remember that day, it will always be one of the hardest days in this country's history and in our lives. I think it's really well said. But, you know, and I appreciate the thanks, but again, it's all of you people. It's that all of you keep it alive with your messaging and your comments and all of that. So I really appreciate you. Tish said, a lot of people don't know this, Walt. This is Mr. B. A lot of people don't know this, Walt, but in Walhalla, they have the biggest 9/11 memorial on the East Coast, not in New York. There's actually pieces of the Twin Towers and a memorial right there in front of the middle school in Walhalla. If anyone would like to go by there and see a piece of history, it's really neat. I didn't know that. I don't think I've ever been told that. I appreciate that information, Mr. B. I will 100% do that. I had no idea. I wasn't aware of that. So I appreciate that. I appreciate the information. I mean, we've done this for 17 years, this show, and I don't remember anyone ever saying that. So it's pretty interesting. You texter 903, I appreciate that. You may well be right, but I'm just going to choose to believe it because I want to believe in some positive things on this day and in the wake of yesterday and what this day means. Texter said we thank you because you're one of us and you feel like we do. Ramona. That hit hard. I really appreciate that text, 247, more than you'll ever know. Did you hear that, Ramona?
I didn't. I was on the phone. I'm sorry.
Texter 247 wrote, "We thank you because you're one of us and you feel like we do."
Oh yeah, that's a good text. Thanks.
Yeah, that actually made my day, Texter 247. Thank you, my friend. Rudy. Rudy. Hey, Rudy, how are you?
Hey, Deptula, I'm good, my friend. I just, saying about Charlie Kirk, I just, not to be political, I just don't know why we can't disagree without getting shot anymore. I just don't understand what this country has come to because it used to be okay to talk about things and not be on the same side. I just don't get it. So God bless him and God bless his family. So.
Yeah, 100%.
Walt, does Clemson have a get back this weekend, you think? And with Georgia Tech, I know that they got a bunch of dogs down there, and you know they hungry and they got a very physical. You know, with a coach. I'll answer that, Walt, please. And, do you think it's over for Gundy at OSU as much as he's done for the program? And I know he's a quarterback and he's been there for 20 something years, but do you think it's over for him? And I appreciate you taking my call, buddy.
Thank you
for what you're doing for today. It means so much to all of us.
Very kind of you, Rudy. Thank you. On the Clemson front, I think Georgia Tech's very dangerous. I'm going to get into all the details of this, and we'll start to pick this up as soon as we come back. We'll turn our attention to some hardcore sports coverage, and we'll take a look at Georgia Tech. And again, you're still welcome to share your stories throughout the course of the day. I think from a Clemson perspective, my view is that this team is going to wake up at some point, right? I don't know what that point is. That's my concern right now. It's like hard to imagine in my mind right now going from the performance that we just witnessed against Troy, even with the better second half, to saying suggesting that, okay, that means that Clemson is going to be dominant this week. This is really about a Cade Klubnik awakening. It really is. I mean, it's about that position and whether he has confidence back and you know, to what degree that shows. I mean, I think if Clemson had the guy who's played most of the last 2 years, then I think Clemson would have a great chance to win this game with some degree of comfort. My dilemma is I don't know what his confidence level is, and I don't know how easy it's going to be to get back. I think that's the question. So I can't anticipate sort of Clemson's rebirth. I think that's going to happen at some point. I just don't know what the point is. I don't know whether it's this week or, you know, 2 weeks from now, or I don't know when it is. The dilemma is that you don't have the luxury of it being 2 weeks from now. You need it to be now, you know, because this is a game you really cannot afford to lose. So I don't know. That's my concern, Rudy. And I detail a lot of things Georgia Tech does. We're to talk more about that. We'll pick that up on the other side, too. And we'll get to Scott in Greenville as soon as we come back. And you, Walter Tulu, Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square.